Hello and welcome to this podcast from Bidfood. I'm Sarah Widette, Head of Insight and Customer Experience at Bidfood, and in this podcast we'll be talking about the issues and opportunities impacting food service. This first series will be all about our food and drink trend predictions for 2019, and this episode is called Awaken My Senses, and it's one of our mega trends. This means it overlaps and overlays with many of the other trends we'll be talking about. Awaken My Senses is all about just that, about how food and drink can play to them all. It's emerged from diners' desire for an experience and the ever-increasing need to post what we're eating and where we're eating on social media. Think over-the-top, multi-sensory, loud, colourful and packed full of flavour. For this episode, we're going to hear from Paul Knight, MD of Bidfood Catering Equipment. But first up, we have Rachel Southgate, Marketing Executive. I caught up with her at our Business Development Centre. So it's really clear social media plays a massive role in this trend. People are constantly sharing what they're eating for dinner, where they're eating out. How important is that? How interested are people in seeing this sort of images on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram?
So it's definitely seen as a sort of social currency, kind of creating a sense of community, especially within the food kind of Instagram community, providing status and recognition through likes and shares and comments, really kind of boosting your ego a little bit. It's definitely a way of showing off. I think when people go traveling, they like to show off they've been traveling and showing the food that way is really great, and kind of photography skills, which I can take these amazing food pictures, is really exciting. It's also a way of kind of reviewing the food you're eating. So you can say, oh, this is amazing, and someone can see that and go, oh, that I know exactly how that looks. I know the environment it was taken and go, I would like to go there, rather than just kind of looking online at menus and kind of seeing a list of ingredients, but you don't really know how it's going to turn out.
What are the pros and cons to consumers sharing this sort of stuff on social media? Are there challenges for operators in them doing this?
Definitely a pro of this is it's a great way to promote your stuff. Consumers really like to see what they can eat and what you have available. It's also an insight to what other people are doing. You can look at your competitors, see what they're doing, see what other people are doing in the market. Even though they're quite different to you, you can still get inspired from that. And also people are more likely to take care in what they're doing. The Waitrose report found that almost half of us take more care when we think a photo might be taken of what we're creating. And it also creates kind of a conversation, interaction with customers and kind of different stakeholders, and really builds relationships. There are some cons. There's definitely another thing that you don't really need to work on. And it really depends, especially if it's not you taking the pictures, the photography of the consumer. They take a bad picture of actually a really good meal. It's not your fault, but it can be quite annoying. And it doesn't really tell the full story. And you can't get all the flavours and kind of the environment just from a single picture. And more people are saying that phones ruin the dining experience. And if people in a restaurant are bringing out their phones and kind of ruining the conversation and the atmosphere, that might be a negative impact.
Building on this picture of taking pictures of things in social media and taking pictures of food, there's been so much about colour in the last year. You can't get away from unicorn cakes and rainbow breads. What do you think is next to catch a consumer's eye? Where can we go next after all this colour?
So colour definitely isn't going anywhere. I think we'll keep those kind of rainbow colours, but also the kind of the black charcoal ones are kind of are opposite to that. And there's a kind of trend towards Gen Z yellow, which is this amazing bright yellow. But also, as well as colours, we've got amazing textures. So we've seen a lot of soft scoop ice cream and soups, and amazing like fluffy jacket potatoes, and kind of really visualising the texture that obviously you can't eat and you can't touch it, but you can kind of almost see the texture, and that's really exciting.
It seems like this trend really covers both angles, the really colourful, the frilly, the floral, and also the really stripped back and basic as well. What's key to including a dish to ensure it really reflects this trend?
I think the really great thing about this trend, it's all about being different. So whether it is amazing bright colours, being really over the top and that kind of engagement, or bringing something back and keep it really simple so you can get those really intense flavours and textures just by themselves and really kind of isolating those to make them really pop. So I think it is quite hard to say what does make this trend, because it is about everything being so different and kind of the variety within the trend.
That was Rachel Southgate talking there, Marketing Executive. Now we're going to hear from Paul Knight, MD of Bidfood Catering Equipment. So we've talked a lot in Awaken My Senses about the food side, but what about the tableware? What changes are we seeing to bring that trend to life?
Well, look, you know, when we look back at the last 5 years, we haven't really seen a huge change in operators' menus. You know, the classic dishes of cottage pie, fish and chips, you know, burger, they're all there. They have been for the last 5 years, and they probably will be for the next 5 years. So the dichotomy for the operator is, how can I serve that and make it look different? How can I innovate my plate?
So in general then, how can you make a really traditional dish look a bit different, look innovative for the consumer?
Well, it can be a challenge because, you know, a traditional plate is often appealing to a traditional type of consumer. So trying to find different earthenware products, stoneware products to serve that dish, you know, possibly, you know, the unit could deconstruct the cottage pie to and serve it in, you know, three or four different dishes. Therefore, we have a number of different types of products. There's still boards available. Consumers are definitely moving back to plates. People still love colour, but the vast amount of plates that we sell are still white. You know, every chef will have a specific dish on his menu, his or her menu, I should say, whether it be a dessert or a main meal, that they really want to stand out. So we have different shapes, different materials, that whilst the chef doesn't have to change all the plates within the premises, they can buy 20 or 30 products to really help innovate that product and make it look fantastic.
That was Paul Knight speaking there, MD of Bidfood Catering Equipment. Thank you very much to our guests, Paul and Rachel, and also for you for listening. Please do take a moment to review and share our podcast. It will mean that more people can take a listen and learn about what's hot in food service for 2019. We're using the hashtag BidFoodTrends2019 if you want to join the conversation on LinkedIn, Twitter or Instagram. Remember, you can also subscribe using your podcast app so you don't miss any future episodes. But for now, it's goodbye.